Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is a final. Montana State beats out Dakota State. FCS playoffs, 31-17 Montana State against North Dakota State. For all the marbles in FCS, the Bison made their ninth trip with a win at home over James Madison on Friday night, 20-14 in Fargo. Let's go outdoors. Steve Kearney joins us, stevekearneyoutdoors.com. Steve, how you been?
I'm great, Steve. I am a happy camper. We have ice, finally. After last week, you and I talked and saw this cold weather coming, and boy, it's what the doctor ordered. We have a good 8 inches of ice in Lakes Country up north, and thank God, it's really good ice, too, and got a little dusting of snow, no big deal, but you know, the conditions in northern Minnesota, the northern one-third, are really good, but in central Minnesota and southern Minnesota, you guys got all that snow on top of really minimal ice, so that was not what you wanted to see. So it kind of depends on what part of the state you're in, what kind of mood you're in.
Yeah, no doubt. And now is prime time. You get that ice, you get out there, you get that bite between here and, say, what, the middle of January is prime time?
Yeah, I would say so. But again, it depends which part of the state you're in. Red Lake is still going very well. People are getting out on Mille Lacs, but that's been a little sketchy. But yeah, this is really the best time to be out there. But again, you got to be safe. And I still can't get to some of my central lake areas, mainly because I'm a little nervous about the snow cover and I can't really see what's going on in front of me. You know, you can run into pressure ridges and heaves and not know they're there with this snow cover. So you really got to be careful. I'm going to get my skid house, my hard house out tomorrow on a shoreline area that's very safe, good 8-9 inches, and then, you know, kind of go from there. As we get more ice, you know, I'll venture out into more of the central areas. But right now it's great to get that Vexilar out there and look at those red lines that come in right about now. And that's what we live for, man. That's what we live for.
Yeah, and let's talk a little bit about electronics. And you know, you've always said it's one thing to go out and buy electronics to help you in your fishing, summer or winter, but learning about it, spending time, reading the manual, understanding what you're working with is a big part of it.
Yeah, that's true, Steve. You know, with all the YouTube videos out there and the how-tos, you can really pick up a lot of good tips on your ice electronics. And you know, people think if they spend a ton of money, it's going to make a difference. It really doesn't. It's, you know, I'm a Vexilar guy, always have been, but it depends what type of features you want. For instance, as you go up the food chain, you're looking at low power settings, zoom features. You can change the color palettes, interference rejection. There's all kinds of amenities that are tacked on as you move up the price list on your electronics. But you really got to read the manual. And I tell you, I run into a lot of people on the ice that just don't know what they're doing. They don't have any idea how to work the gain. And it's just, you need to read the manual and get the basics, because you're not utilizing the proper usage of your electronics if you don't get the settings properly done. And I set a lot of my stuff manually, but a lot of people like to use auto features, which are fine. It just depends. But you really got to get familiar with it and use the controls to your advantage. Sometimes people will have the gain turned up really, really high, have all kinds of interference, and they can't see fish, and they get very frustrated. It's just, it takes time on the ice, and also reading the manual. And, you know, if you can find a wingman to give you a hand that is experienced with electronics, you know, 20 minutes, half hour, little tutorial, you can figure it out. But it's very important, you know, that you really know what you're doing with your electronics, because they're just such, they're probably the key to successful ice fishing is your electronics.
All right, Steve, before we let you go, a tip or two, if folks are headed out on the ice here over the holidays, strategies, what's the best way to get on fish? What should they be looking for? Where should they head?
Well, Steve, it's still kind of a shoreline bite throughout the whole state of Minnesota right now. A lot of the panfish have not made their transition out to deeper water yet. Almost all these species are up close into shore. I'm catching fish in 8 to 12 feet of water, no deeper than that. The crappies usually come in at dark. There's a real slight walleye bite that's about 25 minutes. But I would key on the smaller lakes, the smaller bays. I wouldn't get crazy and go running out on these big lakes with an ATV. Not quite yet. But I'd stick to smaller water. And if you have a chance to follow, you know, some tracks out so you know it's safe, that's good. But again, this shoreline bite will probably go on for another week or 10 days. So you want to concentrate on those areas that you caught fish in the spring, right along the shoreline breaks, the first break off a flat, you know, very close to shoreline related. That's where the action is, but that'll change in 10 days probably.
All right, Steve, always good to visit with you. We will take next weekend off. I will talk to you in the new year.
Hey, sounds great. You have a great holiday season.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, Steve. Always good to visit with you. Talk to you in 2 weeks. There he is, Steve Kearney. Steve Kearney Outdoors here on News Talk E3O WCCO. And it is ice-making weather, highs in the 20s here in the cities, colder up north, lows in the single digits. The weather looks pretty quiet for the coming week. Slight chance of snow on Friday, Christmas Eve. Shouldn't be a major problem for travel if you're going to be out and about around the upper Midwest. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. High school hoops. We had a milestone game last night in Moundsview, Coles Court. Moundsview trying for the 1,000th victory in program history. Forest Lake and first-year head coach Kyle McDonald looking for first career victory. I will tell you how it turned out in a moment. Kyle McDonald joins us from Forest Lake here on News Talk, E3O WCCO. It is always great to be at a ball game, and one of the things I do, I'm lucky to be on the radio, but I love being out for boys or girls basketball, boys or girls hockey. Last night I was covering Moundsview Forest Lake boys game at Coles Court, Moundsview High School, for PrepSpotlight.tv. And quite a night. Moundsview trying for their 1,000th program victory last night against Forest Lake. Forest Lake trying to get their first win of the year and first win for head coach Kyle McDonald. And Forest Lake got it done, led at the half 33-29. Go on to the 65-57 victory. And the Rangers head coach Kyle McDonald joins us. And Kyle, good to visit with you. Thanks for the time today and congrats.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. Yeah, kind of whirlwind of emotions right now. Great atmosphere last night. And again, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it really was kind of a cool, not only your team coming in, playing a very good Moundsview team on a Friday night, great crowd on hand, but they're trying for a milestone victory, 1,000 in their program history, and you're still trying to get that first W, and you're able to get it done in really a legendary gym here in the Twin Cities. Zig Calls coach there. He had a tremendous career. A lot of things came together on that Friday night to get the W.
Yeah, they really did. And it credit to Moundsview. They're a fantastic team, probably one of the best 4A teams in the state, and they're really tough. And it's a very tough place to play. As you saw, the gym's not very big. It gets really loud in there. Fans are ready to go cheering on their Mustangs. But, you know, we had a really good week of practice, and we showed up, and we played our best ball, and we stick to our principles, and we handled it, and we handled some things through adversity, and we came up on top, and I'm really proud of that.
Yeah, Owen Waldock, a youngster but a big guy, he had a great first half. Really got you off to a good start in that game.
Yeah, he really did. And Owen is a sophomore for us, one of our big guys, and plays with a ton of energy. That's one thing about that kid, and he never quits. Even if guy's stronger, bigger than him, or a different matchup, it's always he goes after him with his heart and his body, and he does whatever he needs to do. And I'm very proud of that kid, and he keeps working at it. He's always in the gym getting extra shots up, and the sky's the limit for him.
Yeah, and he's got a grit or a toughness inside. Mm-hmm. He's able to get tough rebounds and get tough shots off at the rim or in the area of the block down low. But he also can play on the perimeter as well.
Yes, he can. He's really well-rounded for his age. He has some great post skills. He also can play on the perimeter and hit an open three or two if he's left open. So he's really well-rounded for especially his age and his size. And, yeah, as I said, the sky's the limit, and we're glad to have him, two more years after this one.
Nick Bartlett played a solid game in the backcourt for you, 14 mm-hmm. points last night. But you had another player who hasn't been a huge contributor on the scoring side this year until last night. Nolan DeMonso had quite a game last night, just on fire from the perimeter in the second half. 6 made threes, 2 made free throws, 20 points all in the second half. It was huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really was. And Nolan's a great kid, and he's one of those other sophomores that, you know, just worked their butt off. And, you know, I'm glad to see those 20 points and all the shots that were going in last night. It was a thing to see as a coach, and it was a thing to be on the sidelines watching it happen. And he's put in a lot of work, especially these first few weeks of just knocking down shots and being confident. I'm always telling him and some of the other guys, you know, if you miss a couple too, hopefully, you'll bounce back and hit the next one. And we're always talking about the next one. We're always talking about confidence. And Nolan showed that last night, and I'm very proud of him.
Well, Kyle, congrats on the victory, and we've got to talk. Kyle McDonald, yes, mm-hmm. that McDonald family, coaching, teaching, the family business, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. And it all starts with one guy, and that's my grandpa, so that's for sure.
Yeah, the legendary Bob McDonald, all those victories, all those years in Chisholm. Did you get to the range a lot, when you were young?
Yes, I really did. Was very close to my grandpa and a very close family as well as for the McDonald's. And, I got up for holidays. Christmas was always up there. Thanksgiving was always up there. And then over the summers, we have our family cabin up there as well, running basketball camps. So I've always been up there throughout my, 24 years of life. I've always been, it's kind of my second home. It's kind of the Iron Range. So, I usually get up there. Probably now it's a little bit less, probably two or three times a year, but, love it up there.
Yeah. And you land this job in Forest Lake and continue mm-hmm. that tradition. There's, starting with your grandpa, there's a lot of McDonald's that coach.
Yes, there is. Yes, my grandpa Bob coached a lot of years up at Chisholm High, and before that he was at McGregor and a couple other schools. I have my dad, who's a coach at Cambridge Ice Chaney. He's still coaching there. He's been there for about 35 years. I have an Uncle Paul that was at Vermilion Community College for a number of years. Uncle Tom, who's at Ely High School for about 20 years, and then a couple aunts as well that has coached in their past, with also Uncle Joel being at Hibbing High School currently, and been there for about the last 20 seasons as well. So I also have some cousins. I got a brother up at Duluth East who's been there for 10 years. So I'm really well-rounded, and I've always been around the game, and that's a credit to the guy that started it all, and that was my grandpa.
Yeah, and, what did it mean to you last night in that setting to get that W and start your journey as a head coach?
Yeah, it means the world. And I got to spend it and see my mom and dad on the sidelines was pretty incredible as well. I'm blessed that they they got to see it. And as I said before, the crowd was electric, and it was such a fun atmosphere to be in, and have our kids handle adversity a little bit and come through it through the end. I'm really proud of them, and I'm glad that my parents and everyone else that were there got to see it.
Yeah, fun night, and I was thrilled to be a part of it and call it on PrepSpotlight.tv last night. It definitely was a good ball game, and I was so impressed by your team and on how they handled a pressure situation against an experienced Mountainsview team, and that probably stands out for you at the end of the ball game. You know, Dylan Wheeler, good player, Jacob Becker. I mean, these are experienced guys, and you really. They made good decisions down the stretch, and that had to be gratifying.
Yeah, we've always been talking about making good decisions, being strong with the basketball. Through our first couple games, we really didn't do the best job of that. But as I said, we had a really good week of practice, and we really dialed in that. And I trusted my guys at the end of the game. Yes, we made a few mistakes, but at the end, we made free throws. We took care of the ball, and we were at the spot we wanted to be at the end of the game. But it's a credit. As you said, it's a very big win because of their experience on the other side with Wheeler and Kobe Kirk and a couple other guys that are very, very tough, and they're awesome basketball players, and they'll go to the next level to play. But overall, I'm very proud of our young guys, and I'm very proud of our seniors as well, just to handle adversity and get through that and take care of the ball and knock down some free throws at the end.
Yeah, back in the gym, and then you get Centennial on Thursday before the holidays, and then are right back at it, and really good schedule, and you get a shot again at Mountainsview, your place in February. I know you're going to take them one at a time and all of that sort of thing, but a great feeling and congrats. And I ran into my buddy John Millay from the high school league. He writes John's Journals, covered prep sports for a long time, and I know has written a lot of stories about your grandpa and your family and your coaching tree, and it was good to see John there as well, and just a great night for a high school hoops here in Minnesota.
Yeah, thank you, and thank you for covering on Prep Spotlight. We really appreciate it, and all the coverage that you do for all the sports here at Forest Lake and all the other schools as well. You do a great job, and hopefully we'll see you again in the future.
Yeah, love to. Kyle, good to visit with you. Congrats again. The McDonald coaching dynasty continues. Have a good one, and Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to your family.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you, and have a Merry Christmas. Thank you.
All right, there he is, Kyle McDonald. First career game as head coach at Forest Lake last night. It was a good ball game. I'm probably going to tell the folks at PrepSpotlight.tv, you don't even need to pay me for that one last night. Hard-fought game. Dave Leeser is a great guy, does an outstanding job. And Mountainsview is a solid team, and are going to be heard from before the end of the season. 429 here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. We're going to come back. We'll get you up to date on the weather. It looks like a quiet week here in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul. Looks like the weather will be good for travel. As well around the holidays. There is a slight chance of snow on Christmas Eve. Shouldn't be a big deal. And then Twins president Dave St. Peter, a lot going on at Target Field. Usually this is a very quiet time at Target Field, but they're gearing up for the Winter Classic. The Minnesota Wild, St. Louis Blues play there. And some big changes, continuous improvements at Target Field, and there are more on the drawing board. We'll get into that with Dave here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Target Field is being transformed into a winter wonderland for the Winter Classic coming up. It'll be the Wild and the Blues, one of the marquee events in the NHL coming to the Twin Cities finally. And Twins president Dave St. Peter is good enough to join us. Dave, happy holidays to you. It's good to visit with you.
Hey, Steve, good to be with you this afternoon.
Yeah, Target Field really being transformed. The photos and videos I'm seeing, this is pretty extraordinary.
Yeah, you know, we knew this day would come eventually. We're so excited to be hosting the Winter Classic on January 1. Of course, the Wild, their fabulous team facing the St. Louis Blues, and in what should be quite a spectacle for not only for the Target Field, but the city of Minneapolis, the state of Minnesota, and obviously a national spotlight, and long overdue. The NHL's preeminent outdoor game coming to Minnesota, the state of hockey.
And I know people have been holding their breath for this moment for a long time, and it's finally going to happen because Target Field, in addition to hosting the Twins and other baseball events, the Golden Gophers have been there, the state championship games have been there for a number of years, but there's been concerts, there's been football, and now finally a hockey game.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. You're right, Steve. You know, we probably wish we would have hosted hockey sooner. We've tried, you know, and worked with the Wild closely over the years with the hopes we would have gotten this game years ago. We certainly have explored college hockey. For whatever reason, it hasn't happened. So this will be the first ever hockey played at Target Field. We don't think it'll be the last. And you're right, the building has a great reputation, not just for being a stellar home of the Twins, but the football games we played, obviously so many major concerts, other community events. It's been a wonderful facility and one that I know I think hockey fans are going to enjoy on January 1.
Yeah, and when the ballpark was originally built, it was built with the idea that a lot of the building could be used year-round. I think of a lot of the venues, and they are used year-round from the club offices all the way through the club level. I mean, that's 100% ready to go.
Yeah, I think that one of the advantages we'll have for a Winter Classic is, you know, clearly we designed the ballpark with Mother Nature in mind, particularly for baseball. So in those, you know, chilly April, May dates, potentially obviously September, October dates, we have a lot of space with radiant heat. We also have a lot of spaces with views of the field that are enclosed and conditioned. So that's going to pay dividends for us in hosting hockey on January 1, just like it does in terms of hosting baseball in early April.
Yeah, and were there any things that were done, say, during the year of 2021 to make some other changes to get ready for this event? Was there money spent on other infrastructure that was needed?
Yeah, there was, Steve. We had an obligation to the NHL to deliver a fully winterized building. So with that, it was the impetus for us to further condition additional areas of the ballpark that frankly weren't. So we added a lot of heat in the concessions areas, restrooms, other parts of the ballpark that previously had not been conditioned. So the other thing we're doing is we're syncing up a full field replacement with the Winter Classic. So this will be a good excuse coming out of hockey for Larry DeVito's crew to, in essence, pull up all the grass. And then we'll go the full regrass here in March leading into opening day on April 7th.
Yeah, and it's interesting. I believe I talked to Matt Hoy during the season when that was originally announced that is fairly typical, and that's going all the way down. The field is heated, obviously, to get the turf ready for each and every upcoming season. But the drainage, the sand base, all of those sorts of things, over time, that needs to be replaced.
Yeah, and we have not done it since we moved into Target Field. We've replaced certain sections of it, but not in its entirety. So, yeah, it's overdue for that. I mean, the field obviously still plays at an unbelievable level, and the drainage is still spectacular, but you know, frankly, we wanted to go through a full field replacement, and doing it on the backside of hockey makes a lot of sense, understanding just how challenging those conditions are for the grass when you put in a rink like we're doing here in the next week or two.
Yeah, and it is a tremendous amount of equipment that is brought in and put on that field service or surface, and that it is a major construction project, isn't it, Dave?
Yeah, it's really remarkable. I give the NHL a lot of credit. They have this down to a science now in terms of delivering great ice and everything they're doing here in Minnesota, which goes beyond the primary rink, and they're adding a number of additional kind of pond hockey rinks throughout the outfield. So, our people have been working with the NHL for a number of years. They've traveled to multiple Winter Classics to look at this, setup and build out, and so we've been pretty prepared for what's going on at Target Field right now in terms of getting ready for January 1.
Now, as far as behind the scenes, Dave, though, will there be a combo platter of Twins personnel and Wild personnel working the game as far as the video presentation, security, concessions, that sort of thing?
Yeah, well, the Target Field crew will still be the Target Field crew. Those are the people that still work every Twins game, and those are the folks that are charged with working this event. clearly there's going to be a lot of this that we're working in conjunction and collaborating with the NHL and also the Wild. So it's going to be a Wild home game. So you're going to have a lot of their signature elements in the ballpark, and there's a great relationship we enjoy with the Wild organization. So that's been very seamless. But the people working the game, so to speak, those are going to be Twins employees and Target Field employees, and they cannot wait to have an opportunity to work another signature event for our franchise and for our community.
Yeah, it really is going to be neat to see Target Field transformed into a home rink for the Minnesota Wild for one game. And Dave, are there other games associated with the Winter Classic? I know the Wild and Blues are the main event, but will there be other teams that have a chance to use the surface?
Yeah, unfortunately, the answer to that is no, Steve. The way this played out, there really is not additional games that are going to be open. There will be some skates for Wild season ticket holders and Twin season ticket holders and sponsors and such. But the only hockey game played on this rink is going to be the Wild and Blues on January 1.
All right. Dave, there was another big announcement. Daktronix, based in South Dakota, is going to put up that gigantic new video board, and that'll be available for the 2023 season. And I know this is part of the continuous improvement of Target Field that really is – started from the year the ballpark opened, that the Pollard family and the Twins have always been committed to adding features.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Steve. That's true. And in this particular project, we're working really closely with the Minnesota Ballpark Authority, who are also part of this particular purchase. But yeah, it's time. You know, the technology around video boards and all the equipment that makes this that Target Field experience so special from a technology perspective is we're 10 plus years into Target Field, so it's time to replace it. And just this week we announced that Daktronix is going to be our partner once again, and our main video board, which we've already secured, will be made in Redwood Falls, Minnesota, and ultimately is going to get a little bit bigger than the board that's there right now in terms of video product, and in its entirety will be the fourth largest board in Major League Baseball. So that'll come on play in 2023, and we've got some additional decisions to make on some additional video product in the weeks and months to come, but we're incredibly excited to have an opportunity to take that Target Field experience up yet another notch, and we know this is something our fans are going to enjoy when they see it.
Yeah, and, you know, take people behind the curtain, if you will, behind Target Field, that control room, and fans maybe have noticed it. It's above the Twins dugout on the first base side, up in the higher reaches of the ballpark. That's all being redone right now.
That is true, and that's really all the back of house that really drives that game experience. So everything we play in the ballpark, from music to fireworks to all the video product, and you know, all of that is going to be refurbished for the 2022 season, and then the video displays themselves will be replaced for the 2023 season.
Yeah, so a lot of cool things going on at Target Field. So a beehive of activity, and usually kind of quiet at this time of year. And then before you know it, the countdown to pitchers and catchers in the upcoming season. Well, Dave, we appreciate the update. Always good to visit with you.
All right, Steve. Be well, my friend.
Yeah, there he is, Dave St. Peter, Twins president, as Target Field gets ready for the Wild and the Blues in the Winter Classic on New Year's Day. That's going to be really neat. I hope to sneak into the ballpark to see that event. That's going to be pretty cool. And the board, reading about this board they're putting in, is definitely going to be state-of-the-art. And, you know, it's one of those things when you go to a Twins game and you're thinking, this is pretty cool. You know, I was happy. But apparently the new Daktronix board that they're putting in is going to be pretty incredible. So we look forward to that in 2023. And a brand new field as well for the 2022 season. 4:45, 15 minutes in front of 5 o'clock here at News Talk, 830-WCCO. We're going to come back. We'll get you up to date on the headlines in sports. The FCS championship game, North Dakota State's in. Was South Dakota State able to join them in the championship game? We'll find out in a moment. Number of cancellations in the NBA and the NHL, including the Wild. There's one NFL game on the schedule tonight. We'll get into all of that in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. just a few more days, and the days will start getting longer again. The countdown to the 21st. I'm one of those. Carrie Clatt is our producer. I don't know about you, but I always like that moment where we cross over and the days start getting longer. Even we've got to get through January and February, but a little more daylight is a good sign, and I'm on board with that.
Absolutely. It gives me hope, a little bit of joy every day, right? Yeah, we get a few seconds of daylight. Yes.
Because it's before 5 o'clock and it's almost dark. And I just, once again, revel in, okay, it's 5 o'clock and it's still light out. It's 5:30 and the sun's still up. So little signs of progress for sure. North Dakota State, they won on Friday night in the FCS. They beat James Madison 20-14. Meanwhile, South Dakota State fell short. They got beat by Montana State 31-17. So the FCS title game in Frisco, Texas is set. North Dakota State, their ninth title game. Otherwise, pretty quiet college football. Some bowl games. I'm not sure there are any worth mentioning. We will talk Golden Gopher football and Golden Gopher hoops and more with Andy Greeter following the news at 5 from the Pioneer Press. Golf, though, the PNC Championship. This is the old father-son, and now it is certainly a family event. I saw Nelly Korda and her dad were playing in this event and playing pretty well as well. Team Korda at 9-under par in this event, so that's not bad. But it is Team Sink, led by Stuart Sink. They're at 13-under par. Team Daly, John Daly and his son at 12-under par. Team Thomas, Justin Thomas and dad at 12-under par. Dad really struggled. He looked down. He looked like he wasn't having any fun at all over the closing holes of this event. And they're in the mix. They're one off the lead. Team Singh, including VJ Singh at 11-under par. Team Faldo, Nick Faldo. Team Player, Gary Player. Tom Lehman in the mix, all at 10-under. Huge group at 10-under par, including Tiger and Charlie Woods, the marquee attraction in this event. Henrik Stenson is playing with his young son as well. He appears to be about the same age as Charlie, and they're in at 10-under par. We mentioned Nelly Korda and her dad at 9-under par. One of the legends, Lee Trevino, he's in there at 8-under par. One name I don't see, and that's Jack Nicklaus. Usually Jack and his son played in this, Jack and one of his sons, but not this year. And I hope Jack's okay. So there it is, the PNC Championship on the PGA Tour. There is one NFL game tonight. The number one seed in the AFC at the moment, the New England Patriots. Yes, the Patriots are the number one seed. They're 2.5-point underdogs in Indianapolis, and they play the Colts. This is a pretty intriguing matchup tonight. 7:15 kickoff, the over-under 48. Colts trying to hang in there at 7-6. Patriots would take a gigantic step toward home field advantage and a bye in the first round of the AFC playoffs with a victory. All the other action coming up on Sunday, Monday or Tuesday in the NFL. Monday, couple of games, Raiders-Browns. That's a 4 o'clock start. Vikes-Bears at 7:15, the regular Monday night football game. Two games on Tuesday, Seattle in L.A. to play the Rams, and then Washington and Philly to play the Eagles. So, COVID-causing problems in the NFL. In the NBA, there are a number of games in the association that have been postponed due to COVID-19. By the way, the Timberwolves are idle. We'll talk much more about the Timberwolves, and they're riding the roller coaster. They had a terrible homestand, a 5-game losing streak, closed out 8 days ago by getting blown out by the Cleveland Cavaliers. Then they go on the road, beat Portland and Denver, and come home and handle the L.A. Lakers. LeBron James, Anthony Davis. Davis was hurt in the game. Russell Westbrook was in the health and safety protocol and then played last night. Timberwolves still win. Anthony Edwards not available. He was in the health and safety protocols. So more on the Wolves with Cal Soderquist at about 5:35 on the program today. But here's what's going on in the association. These are the games that are on tap in the NBA. Houston beat Detroit 116-107. It'll be the New York Knicks in Boston to play the Celtics. The Orlando Magic take on the Brooklyn Nets tonight. Golden State. Let's get this. Let's get back to Knicks Celtics in Boston. Magic Nets tonight from Brooklyn. Golden State in Toronto to play the Raptors. The Clippers are in Oklahoma City to play the Thunder. Cleveland is in Milwaukee to play the Bucks. And the Wizards are in Utah to play the Jazz. Now, there were a number of games in the association that were wiped out, or there were none wiped out due to COVID-19 on Friday, but a number of players in the health and safety protocols. Let's get over, though, to the NHL. That's where games have been postponed. And this does include Minnesota Wild game today against the Florida Panthers. Second game of the week, Carolina was supposed to be in on Tuesday, postponed due to COVID-19 problems with the Carolina Panthers. And now, of course, Florida scheduled to be in town to play the Wild, and that game postponed, as was Boston at Montreal, Toronto and Vancouver, and Tampa Bay at Colorado. Columbus at Calgary postponed. And I visited with Dane Mizutani of the Pioneer Press earlier in the day. 30 players and personnel with Calgary right now on the COVID list. There are games tonight. Ottawa and Philly to play the Flyers. The LA Kings are in Carolina to play the Hurricanes. So they're back at it. The New Jersey Devils are in Detroit to play the Red Wings. And the Red Wings a game over 500. So positive. Detroit may be heading in the right direction after some down years. Chicago and Dallas to play the Stars. And Edmonton will be in Seattle to play the Kraken in the late game. So a number of games postponed, including the Wild and the Panthers scheduled to go up next for the Wild. They will be in Dallas on Monday night. And so far, so good for that one. But the Wild right now all of a sudden struggling a little bit. They dropped those two games in L.A. and Vegas back-to-back, came home, didn't play against Carolina, played poorly against Buffalo. They were still able to get a point, and then, of course, weren't able to play today. So the hope is that the Wild will be able to get it done in Dallas because they have one more game, and then it's into a holiday break where they won't play again. So the Wild needs some ice time. So you're up to date on the sports headlines. And maybe the biggest headline as far as Viking fan goes, it was announced that they've waived Bashaud Breeland, 8-year out of Clemson, the cornerback. And the story is that practice today had a run-in with coaches, and then after that a run-in with players, and the Vikings kicked Bashaud Breeland to the curb. He is no longer with the Vikings. And, of course, they'll be in Chicago to play the Bears on Monday Night Football. It certainly hasn't had a great year, but nevertheless, an unusual move. We got to run. We have the news and weather at 5 here at News Talk. E3O WCCO. Treated me so well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.